But you know, we can't linger on it too long, man. Especially when we got tomorrow coming up, baby. You already know what time it is. College football, man. We got Wenzel and Ruff's picks for the week. We got to hop right into it, man. Yes, sir. Where do you stand this week, man? Who is, you know, like, who's your top? Who's, you know, right now, because you got to think, even at the beginning of the year, we're thinking about college playoff, right?
The beginning of the year, okay.
Like, who do you have right now? Because, you know, we're coming into week three. It's a good time to gauge, you know, because the first week, rankings are all over the place. Then you start seeing people go, you know, 2-0, 0-2, 1-1. Right. You know, you're starting to look like, okay, this is looking good. This is looking bad. Mm-hmm. Who do you have right now in, like, your top four college playoff spots?
Well, you know, number one, Alabama.
That's right.
Crimson Tide. Number two would be Clemson.
Absolutely.
Number three will be Oklahoma. Not I believe that. with Jalen Hurst coming through, I believe Oklahoma is a problem.
Okay.
And I don't see them having too much struggle in the Big 12. Besides Texas. Texas will be their only, in my mind, their only real challenge.
Yeah.
To beat them. And if Texas beats them, then okay, we got to put out Oklahoma out of there. Yeah. My next one is Ohio State.
Okay.
Ohio State is still, I mean, even with the new coach, Ryan Day.
Oh, he's picking up. He's picking up right where,
I mean, oh my God.
Right where Urban Meyer left off, man. It's sickening.
That offense is still great. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, it's like, damn. So, with that being said, I think those are my top four. Now, I got a couple teams I believe have hope.
Yeah.
It looks pretty promising. And that would be, in my mind, USC. USC is, I believe, 24th right now. But I believe that USC is going to make an improvement. I don't believe that they're going to be in the top four, but I just like they're progressing. You know what I'm saying? They're progressing to being the old USC.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I believe in my mind. That's what college football missed. They haven't been anything since Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart left. Like, they haven't been relevant at all.
Yeah, and I mean, they got to get out of their division, too, because, you know, you got two teams, in my opinion, that are better than them in the Utes and Arizona. You know, even though Arizona's not ranked, I mean, they're right outside of the talent, you know, that the USC has. And they've had more recent success.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so do you have any other sleepers on your
roster?
Yeah.
My sleeper is Maryland. Maryland is ranked 21 right now.
Yeah.
And they've been blowing out their teams. Like, they've been looking very good offensively. And they, you know, they have right now they face Temple this weekend, and they only have them favored by 7. So I know that they're going to blow out Temple. Like, I don't even, like, I could close my eyes and wake up and be like, yep, I knew they blew them out. So, just, you know, I don't even have to look at that score.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Temple is not as good as Maryland, and they'll find that out on Saturday. So, that is my sleeper. My sleeper is Maryland. Just watch out for them in the Big Ten.
I like Maryland. You know, they've always been one of those consistent schools that do good. Their only problem is the conference they're in. You know what I mean? Like, the only problem is you got 5 teams that are normally better than you.
Right.
Or 4 teams that are normally better than you.
Right. Round 4. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you know, so you're going to have Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have Ohio State. Yep. And then you got Penn State, who's been looking damn good.
Yep.
You know, you gotta wonder about that, you know. Mm-hmm. So I don't, you know, I see them competing at a high level. They have looked good. They have yet to be tested at the highest level.
Right.
But, I mean, you could say that about a few teams.
Yep.
But I think Wisconsin's always good in their division, you know, and their next-door neighbors.
Yeah.
So I don't put them out of the conversation when you're thinking about Big Ten teams that have a chance to go. But as of right now, I believe that Michigan will keep dropping in that division, and that will allow Maryland to keep climbing in their division as long as they continue to do what they're doing, and Michigan continues to look how they look. Getting a win, but barely, and taking a garbage team like Army to overtime. I mean, you're a disgrace right now. Right now, as it stands, Jim Harbaugh's in his last year.
I don't know, but I mean, listen, if they would have lost that game, it would have been definitely something. They should have lost that game.
People are looking at the Army game as a loss.
I look at it like a loss. There's some fans tied with Army. You know how Michigan fans are. We've been in that environment. They don't care if they won by 1 point versus Army. They just care about getting the win. Most ridiculous thing I ever seen. Like, if you if you go in there and you say Army beat you, or did not beat you, you beat Army by what, 3 points in OT in double overtime? My bad, double overtime. Like, come on now, you can't sit up there and say we're big bad Michigan. I don't want to hear that. You know what I'm saying? I want you to be humble and try to go back to the drawing board, because whatever is going on right now, Jim Harbaugh is not going to win you a championship. I can guarantee you that now. So whatever Michigan fans want to believe about Jim Harbaugh, you can go ahead and do that. But trust and believe, he will not win you a championship. He is not better than Urban Meyer. You know, he's not better than Jimbo Sweeney. You know what I'm saying? He's not better than any of those coaches. So, you know, rest assured that, you know.
I mean, Michigan fans can think what they want. At the end of the day, you got a team with a coach that has not got it done.
He will not get it done.
He has not beat the teams that you need to beat in order to keep the Michigan job. I don't give a damn if you lose every other game or if you win every other game. There's three games that you need to win as the Michigan head coach.
Yep.
You need to beat Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
You need to beat Ohio State.
Mm.
And you need to knock the head off of Notre Dame.
Mm.
If you're a Michigan coach, those are the three games that you got to beat. Because you got Notre Dame, who's made it to the big game recently, who has been in the playoffs recently, who's always been. And this is one of your rivals, whether you want to admit it or not.
Right.
They are. And they, you know, and they've knocked your head off. And then you got, you know, if you don't win Ohio State, I mean, you're already in the hot seat. But if you don't beat those other two teams at least, it's over. It's over. And now you got a team like Iowa that looks good, that can knock you off. You know, like, it does not, the chances just don't look good.
Listen,
for that.
Somebody's going to knock them off. With this Army game, people are licking, especially in the Big Ten, people are licking their chops. I don't see them beating Ohio State. They will probably, Jim Harbaugh will probably never beat Ohio State. They were so excited about Urban Meyer leaving. They were like, oh my God, we finally have a chance. And now this season I'm looking at them like, nope, you still don't have a damn chance. It doesn't matter who the coach is over there. They're just going to be great. And Michigan State's defense will shut down Michigan's offense. Now, Michigan State, in my mind, does not have the best offense.
No, they don't.
But I believe they can generate at least 17 points. And trust me, that Michigan State defense is as advertised. I mean, I believe that they are a top three defense in the nation, straight up.
Gotcha. If I'm going to get into my top four,
right,
going into the college playoffs, man.
Yep, let them know.
I got to say, you know, I'm going to go from 4-1.
All right.
I'll give you 4-1. Coming in at number four, I'm gonna go with Oklahoma. I like Oklahoma.
Okay.
Oklahoma is one of those schools where you just can't count them out.
Nope.
You never know what kind of talent they got. And now that they have my former quarterback from the University of Alabama, the great University of Alabama, playing for them, he's a problem. I think right now he's doing what he was supposed to do at the end of the last season for when he lost his job to Tua, and now you're starting to see him, you know, and sometimes it takes a different team, a system, a different coach to bring better out of an individual. Even though Nick Saban's great, he ain't the greatest to do anything for every player that he's played. You know, it's an individual, it goes by individual basis.
Mm-hmm.
So at number four, I'm going to take Oklahoma. Number three, you're going to have to give me the Georgia Bulldogs. I like Jake Fromm, followed him through his high school career. And this guy is just a leader, man. He's like a Drew Brees, but taller type cat. And he can just, he's got a cannon for an arm. And when healthy, he's. You know, aside from the fact that he's got Kirby Smart, you know, one of the great minds of college football to help him out. He also has power run options that they've always incurred at Georgia. Never been a problem for him to find a run game. But now they actually, I mean, you look at Georgia through the last 3 years, they went through three quarterbacks that could easily start on any team.
Any team.
And they chose Jake Fromm. So at number two, you're going to have to give me Clemson. I'm going to have to take Clemson at number two. Out of loyalty, for anybody who don't know, I'm just the Alabama, I'm that guy. You can't get no better than Alabama. Alabama, in my mind, can do no wrong. Every player on the defense could smoke weed the week before the game, get in trouble. And in my opinion, they're Saints. So they can't do no wrong. At number one spot, obviously, the Alabama Crimson Tide. Now, I do have sleepers. I do have sleepers. LSU.
Yeah, right, I agree.
Right, right now, LSU playing out of their mind. They're playing together, which is big. Playing, and I believe that they're ready for whoever wants problems. I think LSU is ready for whoever wants problems. As they said in the camera, they made it known after the last game, we want who's next. And they're going to definitely get who's next. aside from them, you know, when I'm thinking about the drop-off, it's a big drop-off in talent for me after that. Because you can go, you know, Auburn has looked good, you know, but they're not the most talented team in the conference. Notre Dame, Ohio State. So, like, I'm going to go LSU.
Okay.
I'm gonna go Ohio State at my number five and LSU at my number six, because Ohio State probably has the most dangerous quarterback in NCAA football right now, other than Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence is a monster, no doubt.
Trevor Lawrence is good. He's been looking shaky.
Yeah.
For Clemson, but I think, you know, I still believe in his talent. That is for damn sure.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the right coach around him. They got a system. Sure. Obviously, they beat Alabama the last couple years. You know, two out of three. And, you know, it. You think about a dynasty, they're building one because you have the right... Anytime you got the right pieces in place, you know what I mean? You can't really go wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
But Ohio State, you know, they ain't no slouch.
Nope.
If I'm thinking about who is more important to their team, quarterback wise, I wouldn't say Trevor Lawrence was, because Trevor Lawrence has other parts of the Clemson offense and defense that are just as talented, in my opinion. But Ohio State just has a better QB. They have a better story because you lost the head coach.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, the first in the Big Ten, I don't really see that changing anytime soon.
I don't
especially when you got, 6'5 wide receivers, you know what I mean? Like Jalen Harris running, catching the ball, you know, it's going to be real hard to beat that team. And I am not by any means of the imagination an Ohio State fan. But the same way that I followed Jake Fromm's career, as good as he was, a man coming from Kennesaw, Georgia, that wanted to play for the Georgia Bulldogs, and they gave him up for Ohio State. You know, Justin Fields, the number one quarterback in the nation, at 6'3", 223 pounds, a sophomore, and for him to look as good as he did, I mean, he looked like Deshaun Watson senior year.
True.
So I have to think that him with this power offense, with veteran guards, with a plethora of weapons, especially in the running back situation. I mean, you got 5-6.
Yep.
The weapons that they have, I think that is going to be hard to beat Ohio State, especially when you got even if Justin Fields goes down, you got Gunner Oak that could step up at 6'4", 212 pounds, senior from Dublin, Ohio. He's a monster. You got LaRoe who could throw the ball, been throwing the ball well for throughout his actual career. You know what I mean? And your running backs are short, they're stocky.
Yeah.
And come on, Mitch Rossi is 6', 240 pounds. He's a monster. But
I mean,
I'm just saying, you got weapons that you want. Steeler Chambers, he's a must. You can throw the ball, you can run the ball. They always play great defense. The staff for Ohio State's always done a good job. So that'd be my sleeper at number five, and then obviously LSU at number six.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with you on the Ohio State thing, because in the Big Ten, I don't see anybody really challenging Ohio State too much, besides like a Michigan State defense, maybe.
Yeah.
maybe Penn State. You know what I'm saying? You could never know about, you know, who might beat who.
Yeah, Penn State's a question mark, but yeah.
But I can't. I don't see it. I don't see anybody really, like, challenging Ohio State. And when if and when Ohio State wins the Big Ten, they're automatically in the playoffs. So,
yeah, in my mind, you have no choice. You're always going to get those guys 100%. You know what I mean? Like, when you play State, Ohio State's going to get State's best. State's going to get Ohio State's best. Same thing with Michigan and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Because you know that you guys basically create your own fate by winning these games.
Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, the Big Ten is always going to be a conference that I watch. Just because, like, you're an Alabama fan, and, you know, so the SEC is going to be your baby. You know, Michigan State is my favorite team. So, you know, the Big Ten in its totality will be my baby. So, I mean, I'm definitely going to be watching all the teams. So, it's gonna be an interesting college football season. It's already kicked off. You know, shoot, Saturday I'll be in front of the TV watching again.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, with that being said, I mean, those are our college football predictions.
Yeah.
Up and down, our top four and sleepers. So, make sure you tune in. Each week we'll give an update on each team, and we'll probably have another top four, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and don't forget, we are also going to post our predictions for the week. I think that's going to be something fun for us to do, and we want you guys to get involved, man. We're going to, you know, I don't care if we got to make a spreadsheet or what, but we'll post it on social media, and, you know, we'll go week by week. You know, we'll do all of our picks, who wins what. And you know, let's make it a competition, man. We'll make it fun. Get some prizes and stuff like that, man. And let's get it popping like that, man. And that's how we're gonna do the college football going forward.
Yes, sir.
That's right. So, hey, man, check it out, guys. You know, listen to the end of the podcast, man. To get all of our social media. We love and appreciate you guys so much, man. Family.
Yes, thank you. All right.